As we just heard, Howard Dean visited Jimmy Carter today. They went to the church where the former president teaches Sunday school. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
An hour before Sunday school began, the line at Maranatha Baptist Church stretched around the side of the building. Pearl Mitchell had driven down from Columbus, Georgia. She says she's been to Carter's Sunday school class here 5 or 6 times, and it's like this even when there isn't a Democratic presidential candidate in town.
He is a super teacher. He teaches, a good gospel lesson.
Former President Jimmy Carter began his Sunday school lesson by asking what states people were from. After churchgoers shouted out Georgia, Illinois, and Tennessee, a voice in the third row proudly said Vermont. That was about the only moment Howard Dean spoke during the service. Today's lesson, by coincidence, was from Job, a book that Dean recently mislocated in the Bible. Carter said he hopes all of the candidates will visit his church before the elections are over.
And it would please me very much to have all the candidates who are still active then, I won't say who they might be, to come to our religious service, maybe the Sunday before the primary, to kind of heal wounds and show that we can all worship together.
After the service, the two made a short statement on the main street of Plains, Georgia. The main street is a row of about 5 shops advertising antiques, home cooking, and, of course, peanuts. Carter reiterated that he was not officially endorsing Dean.
But I have been a particularly grateful at the courageous and outspoken posture and position that Governor Dean has taken from the very beginning.
Both men have been vocal about their opposition to the Iraq War. Dean expressed admiration for the former president and reminisced about his first political experience, working for Carter's presidential campaign in Vermont.
As I went to work licking envelopes and making phone calls and all of those things that 3,000 or 4,000 young people and not so young people in Iowa are doing right now for us.
Dean's appearance with President Carter may help him win Democratic votes in the South, but Iowa and New Hampshire speak first. And Emory University political science professor Merle Black says Dean is gambling by taking time away from Iowa.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most interesting things about this, you know, that the Dean campaign has made a calculation that it's more important to go down and have a media event with Jimmy Carter in Plains, Georgia, the day before the Iowa caucuses.
A Dean campaign official explained the decision by saying that Iowa is a ground war now. It's all about getting people to the caucuses. Besides, the official said, when a former president sends an invitation, a would-be president can hardly say no. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Plains, Georgia.